Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. Today, I want to talk about 10 signs your ex does not want you back. But before I do that, be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on any future videos. And while you're at it, tap the little bell icon so you'll be notified when a new video is up. So before I tell you what these 10 signs are, I want you to keep something in mind, and that is that if you see one or two or maybe even three of these signs, it doesn't mean that your ex doesn't want you back ever. It means that right now they don't want you back. Obviously, the more signs there are, the more the chance is that they don't want you back. And also, these are in no particular order. I've got 3 pages of notes, so you may hear some papers rustling in the background. So let's get started. The first one is actually a very obvious one, and that is, they told you so. They said, we are never, ever getting back together, to quote Taylor Swift. And the thing about this is that the closer to the breakup that they said it, actually the better for you, the better your chances that they will change their mind, because everyone thinks that when they break up with someone, they're thinking, I'm never getting back with her. I'm never getting back with him. But then as time goes by, they may change their mind. However, if they're saying this 6 months after the breakup, 8 months after the breakup, then that's not so good, because they've had a lot of time to think about it and they still don't want you back. However, it's still possible, because one of my clients, he got his ex back after a year, and even 8 months after the breakup, she had still said to him, no, we're not getting back together. And what do you know? 4 months later, they got back together. So the chances are slim, but there is still a chance. The second sign is that they have not reached out to you at all. You're in no contact, and they're in no contact. Radio silence, not a peep. You have heard nothing. Number 3, they're angry. You've heard this either from family or friends, or you've somehow had to interact with them either at work or at school or somewhere, and they avoid you, or they look angry, or they said something that you knew they were angry. Or even they post things on social media that you think are probably directed at you. I had one of my clients that her ex was posting on Twitter things that were very obviously directed at her. And he was very angry, and as far as I know, they still are not back together. Now, someone who's angry is obviously not ready to get back with the person who made them angry at that moment. But anger is better than indifference, which was the sign that I just talked about, number 2, the fact that they've not reached out at all. At least if there's anger, it means that they do still care somewhat. Otherwise, they wouldn't bother to get angry, right? They would just say, all right, that's it, I'm done. And they move on and they're indifferent. So anger can be good or bad, depending. Moving on, the next one is that they don't respond to you at all. You don't listen to me and you broke no contact and you reached out, or you hadn't heard me yet. Okay, fine. You hadn't heard my channel, and then you heard about me after you had already reached out and broken no contact, and they did not respond to you. They didn't. You didn't hear back. The next one is a step up. They did respond when you reached out, but they give short, polite responses, which obviously is better than no response, but they might just be being polite. Maybe they're not ready to get back together at the moment. There's really no way of knowing. You have to look at the other signs. But the fact they're responding is a good thing. But again, it doesn't always mean that they want to get back together. A step up from that is that they're talking with you, they're having conversations, but they do not mention getting back together or meeting up. This happened to me with someone that broke up with me, and he said, oh, why can't we just be friends? I eventually contacted him, and I foolishly thought that he just wanted to be friends, but actually wanted to get back together, but just said he wanted to be friends. But nope, he just wanted to be friends, because we talked for a while, and he said, oh, we should get together, but it never happened. So even though we were talking, having great conversations, he did not want to get back together. The next one is that you've been friend-zoned. Oh no. So they're talking to you, they might even be willing to get together, hang out, but there's no flirting going on. They're not trying to have sex with you. So it just might mean that they enjoy your company, they enjoy talking to you. Obviously, I mean, you dated, so why wouldn't they enjoy your company once they're over the breakup? Or maybe they just like the attention, but they're not willing to take it any further. So you don't want to be friend-zoned, especially if you're a guy, because once you're friend-zoned from a woman, it's very hard to get out of there. I mean, if someone wants to get back with you, they want to be intimate with you, so they're not going to friend-zone you. They will want to have sex, which leads me to my next sign that your ex doesn't want to get back together. And that is that they're willing to be friends with benefits. So they will have sex with you, but they don't want to date you. So that might actually be worse than being friend zone, because basically they're saying that you're good enough to have sex with, but you're not good enough to date or be exclusive with. And you may be tempted to take up their offer thinking that it will lead back to a relationship, but it rarely does. Do not do it. You will end up feeling worse when you realize that it's not going to get you your ex back. The next one is that they cancel dates. So you're talking to them, they agree to get together with you, maybe even get back together, you agree to go slowly, and then they start canceling dates and they don't try to reschedule. That means that they thought they wanted to get back with you, or they thought they wanted to see you or hang out, but they changed their mind. So they're not quite sure. So they're not quite ready. This is not that bad of a sign. At least they were willing to see you, to get together, but then something stopped them. So you still have a really good chance if they agree to see you, but then they cancel a date. Although obviously it's not good that they canceled, but at least they were willing to get together. The next one is that they block you for more than a few months. Now, some people will block you initially, either because they want to be able to move on or because they're very angry with you. And then once they start to feel better, then they start to unblock you on one or all platforms. However, if you're still blocked after a few months, then that's not a good sign, because usually if someone is going to be over you, start to miss you, want to have conversations with you, contact with you, you'll hear from them, as I said in other videos, between days 45 and 60. So if 60 days have gone by and you haven't heard from them and they've blocked you, then that's another sign that they do not want to get back together. And I have a bonus sign, number 11, and that is that they started dating someone else more than 3 months after the breakup. What does that mean? If they start dating someone right away, yes, the chances are very high that it's a rebound and it's not going to work. They're going to break up. So if they start dating someone right away, or a week later, a month later, 2 months later, that's fine. It's probably a rebound. Don't get too upset, because people get upset. They go, oh my God, my ex started dating someone right away. That's fine. It's a rebound. However, if, you know, depending on the length of the relationship, but if 3 months have gone by, 4 months, 5 months, and now they're dating someone new, then that means they're over the relationship with you for the most part, and they're ready to move on. And that's why they started dating. So that would be the 11th sign that your ex doesn't want to get back together. Now, if I've missed any, if you can think of any other signs that I haven't mentioned, then please comment below. If you would like my help personally with coaching, if you're going through a breakup and you heard these signs and you're upset, I can certainly understand. So you can reach out to me and we can do a personal coaching session, and that is at theartoflove.net. That's where you can reach me. If you're listening on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe and share. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.